waste time or energy on unambitious or unsuccessful children. And Ingray imagined her foster brother Danach's smug triumph. Even if all Ingray's plans succeeded, she would never replace Danach as Netano's favorite. But she could walk away from the Orkskolds, knowing she'd humiliated her arrogant brother, and made all of them, Netano included, take notice. And plenty of other people with power and influence would take notice as well. If this deal didn't go through, she wouldn't have that. Wouldn't have even the smallest of victories over her brother. Silence still from the grey blur. From the facilitator. The spicy smell of the serbat from the decanter turned her stomach. It wasn't going to happen. And maybe that would be all right. What was she trying to do anyway? This plan was ridiculous. It was impossible. The chances of her succeeding, even if this trade went ahead, were next to nothing. What was she even doing here? For an instant, she felt as though she had stepped off the edge of a precipice, and this was that barest moment before she plunged downward. Ingray could end it now. Announce that the deal was off, give the facilitator air fee, and go home with what she had left. The blur across